There's a buzz in the air. The gymnasium is filled with nerves and excitement. It's graduation night, and the students are preparing for the next chapter in their lives. Amber Halverson is getting ready to walk, and she's anxious for the ceremony.
Nervous mainly because it's my last year and I'm easily get stage fright.
Senior Matthew Krause says this year brought academic challenges.
I had some downfalls. I saw them and I did the work that needs to be required, and I'm very excited, happy and proud. Like, it's finally over, finally.
Krause heads to Northern Industrial Training this fall for vocational training in mechanics. His dream job is to work as an automotive technician and fisherman. Students file into the gymnasium one by one and take center stage. Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman is the first guest of the night. He traces back to his years at Dillingham. Principal Monty Thacker sends an emotional message to the students, telling them confidently they will succeed. Thacker is one of several staff members leaving this year. Jackie Wilson, who is retiring after 39 years of teaching, shares a heartfelt goodbye. During the ceremony, students take the podium as well. Salutatorian Logan Ito addresses his classmates. He tells them to hold their experiences dear. Co-valedictorians Sadie Sands and Kylie Sifsoff also spoke, sharing memories from the class. In her speech, Sifsoff emphasizes unity. While Clark's Point has no graduating seniors, the school is hosting a promotion ceremony for 8th graders and kindergartners Thursday at 2 p.m. Dillingham wraps up the school year May 23rd. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.